The struggle of these everyday Americans grows larger and the voices grow louder every minute this shutdown drags on.
And that, of course, is affecting people all over, not only those with the in the government that we think of in Washington, but throughout the country. And some folks are here to help. Probably we lined up one of our chicks this morning.
We got
there you are. Your voice is down.
Chicks
there.
Against Hunger.
It's Kim on the line. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. I understand you and the other chicks are helping to get some non-perishable food.
Absolutely. We're in day 35, so we all need to pitch in.
Tell me how this decided to come about. I know you kind of do the different food drives for different causes throughout the year, but when did it occur to you that maybe you could help in this cause?
Well, you know, as the shutdown has been progressing along here, and according to the news, it's not going to end anytime soon, we felt the need to help these families. I mean, these stories that we're hearing is just disheartening, and these people need help. And it's putting extra strain on these pantries that were already strained because of cuts and other benefits. So we wanted to do our part.
Usually with your major food drives during the year, you have one central location, but what are you doing this time?
We're partnering with area businesses and with drop-off boxes to make it convenient for people to donate. So right now we have three locations. Peace, Love, and Little Donuts in Avon have a box. Kara's Boutique in Westlake, as well as Love Lock Salon in Rocky River. And I'll be posting on Facebook as we add more.
Once you collect these items, then how do you get them in the hands of people who need them?
We have partnered with area pantries to let them know that we want to help these families. They cannot give us names, but they can give those families our information. So that is how we're working with them directly. And also, my phone has been ringing off the hook yesterday where people know people. So as long as they provide us identification, then, yeah, we'll give them the food donations.
Well, you've got a pretty good network or at least a mechanism in place that you've been doing for quite a number of years to get the non-perishable food items collected and then distributed out to other folks. What kind of items are you looking for? Anything in particular or just the staples that we know so well?
Things that where these families can make meals and nutritious foods, and including cereals and tuna and canned vegetables and canned fruit, things that they can really use. We had one lady donate. She was Italian, so she donated a whole basket full of pastas and sauces and so forth. So we were pretty excited about that.
And again, if people want to find out locations, your Facebook page for Chicks Against Hunger will have an updated list as you've collected more. And I guess if people want to help out or locations want to be a drop-off location, how else can they contact you?
They can message me via our Facebook page, and I will be in contact with them.
Sounds good. Kim, we appreciate your time this morning and all you guys, all the chicks that they do for helping people in need in this county. Thank you very much.
Thank you.